Welcome to History in 6, the place where we sample history in 6-minute increments. I'm your host, Team Lindell. Today we're going to finish our discussion of Bacon's Rebellion. Time is short. Let's jump into it. After Bacon's initial rebellion, elections were held. Despite being declared a rebel, Bacon won a seat in the House of Burgesses. Bacon and his armed followers arrived in Jamestown for the assembly, but were met with hostility from the fort at Jamestown. Bacon was captured in the process, but granted leniency for a promise of good behavior in the future. Despite Bacon's capture, the House of Burgesses passed a series of reforms known as Bacon's Laws, limiting the governor's power and addressing some of the colonists' grievances with the government. Bacon escaped Jamestown and gathered an armed force demanding a military commission to fight the Native Americans. Governor Berkeley initially refused, but Bacon threatened him and the House of Burgesses, forcing Berkeley to concede and grant Bacon the commission he was after. Baker gathered a large force of colonists to fight the Native Americans. He justified his actions with a declaration of the people, criticizing Governor Berkeley's leadership for raising unjust taxes, for advancing favorites to high public office, for monopolizing the beaver trade, for being pro-Indian. Governor Berkeley, fearing Bacon's power, fled across the Chesapeake Bay. Bacon, empowered by Berkeley's actions, declared Berkeley and his allies traitors and demanded their surrender. Many prominent planters sided with Bacon, taking oaths to support him. Bacon led his army against the Pamunkey tribe, capturing some villagers and supplies. They also captured a ship and attempted to control the James River. Governor Berkeley, gathering reinforcements, returned to Jamestown, outnumbering Bacon's men. Bacon's men fled back to Jamestown, but finding it too strong to attack directly, they used a risky tactic. Bacon captured the wives of some of the prominent Berkeley supporters and placed them on the town walls as human shields. This tactic scared Berkeley's men away. They retreated, allowing Bacon to retake Jamestown. However, facing threats from various groups, Bacon made the controversial decision to burn Jamestown and flee the capital. It was after the burning of Jamestown that Bacon's rebellion began to lose momentum. He began to face resistance from more and more colonists who looked upon his actions with disapproval. He also failed to capture Governor Berkeley. Instead, Bacon's army resorted to seizing supplies both from his supporters and his enemies, endearing him to neither side. A number of skirmishes were fought, but finally Bacon died of dysentery in October of 1676. After his death, the rebellion lacked experienced leadership and struggled to maintain control. John Ingram, who was not a military man, became the new leader of the rebellion. Berkeley, emboldened, launched attacks against the scattered rebel forces across Virginia. He used a combination of land and sea forces, including troops that were sent by the king. Most of the rebel outposts surrendered peacefully, while some resisted. It was the arrival, though, of the Royal Navy ship and the English forces under Captain Grantham that marked the final turning point. Grantham used a mix of persuasion and some trickery to disarm these rebel forces at key locations. Many of the remaining rebels surrendered after Grantham offered pardons, but some leaders fled. But that essentially ended the rebellion. Although rebel forces were suppressed, the colony was in a deplorable condition. Many plantations and farms were deserted or plundered. The government lacked money, and an absence of labor resulted in small harvests of tobacco and grain. Nonetheless, at the year's end, tobacco ships began to come in with supplies of clothing, medicines, and sundry other needs. The colony began to find its foothold again. Wealthy rebels were generally pardoned, while the poorer rebels faced fines, land seizures. Governor Berkeley executed many of the rebel leaders, including some who pled for mercy. The executions continued for several months, even after the King of England suggested clemency. Between 23 and 25 men were executed. King Charles II launched an investigation and removed Berkeley from office, calling him back to England. The king criticized Berkeley's harshness and expressed frustration with the rebellion's disruption of the tobacco trade. Upon returning to England, Berkeley died soon after. If you've enjoyed this episode, tell a friend about us. If you haven't already, subscribe to get future content. And as always, have a great day if you want to.